Felcher getting you good GNT held to be at Len Misha Brenner O'Davnia and Shot a Highland Radio. Welcome everyone to the DL Debate. Thanks so much for tuning in now on Highland Radio or back via the podcast. Thanks to the legend Ivan Borland for the Power Plus. I am here this evening. I am being produced by, he's the main man, he's the main sham. It is Joe Dix is in the room. He's helping me out this evening on this evening's show. It's been a tough weekend for Donegal teams across the board. Our ladies lost to Armagh in the Ulster Championship. Our hurlers lost to Derry in the Christie Ring. And yesterday, a big, big shock at O'Donnell Park as the Division 3 winners down came to town and deservedly beat Donegal in the Ulster Championship quarter final. Jim called it a collapse. We'll have a wee clip from Jim now soon about the match yesterday. We'll also hear later in the show from ladies boss James Daly. We have a clip from him and hurling barrister Mickey McCann. We'll also talk with Irish News columnist and down man Neil Loughran. He'll be on the show soon. He was smiling like a Cheshire cat yesterday out in the pitch. I was watching him from the commentary box, and rightly so. What a great day for his county. We'll talk to him about the game and, of course, the build-up to the semi-final, which is coming thick and fast for the down man Armagh next week. Now, Frank McGlynn was to be on the show, was to be one of our guests this evening. Unfortunately, Frank had to pull out due to the tragic loss of life of the young Morrow lad down in Glenfinn. So Frank is down there this evening. Thoughts and prayers are with the family at this tough time. Folks, just regarding yesterday, there was another Alliance protest before the game. You know, this is ongoing. I had a meeting with Jarlath Burns last week to talk about this. There's a big divide in the GAA currently around this. Alliance, of course, are accused by a UN report of supporting Israel in their genocide in Gaza, and everything goes with that. So they are current sponsors of the GAA, and they are also insuring our GAA as well. So listen, I spoke to Jarlath just about what had happened previously around protests, and I suppose trying to get a bit of dialogue between, you know, the Drop Alliance campaign and the GAA hierarchy. So hopefully that comes together now and the right thing is done. Now, in studio, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by former county star Niall O'Donnell. Niall, welcome to the DL Debate.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
Great to see you, lad. I will get your mic on. Do you want to go again there?
Thanks very much, Brendan.
Niall, listen, fantastic to have you on the show. Man, normally when I say former county player, you're someone like me that maybe has had a hip up and needs a knee up and a few other bits and pieces. But you stepped away a wee bit sooner than we had expected. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, I suppose I was involved obviously for a couple of years, and obviously with Jim. And it's heavy going. Like, I work in Dublin 2 or 3 days a week, so I found the commute was tough. And obviously in year two with Jim, it probably took its toll in terms of injuries and whatnot. And obviously the more injuries you have, kind of the more you end up probably chasing your tail, trying to get back and push hard. And I felt if I was to kind of go back and give it the commitment that it needs and the team, I suppose, requires. And again, I didn't want to be there if I couldn't give that full effort and commitment with being in Dublin. But again, could have made it work potentially, but again, it's injuries and whatnot, and the setbacks that you get, it can be difficult to take. So
yeah, listen, I was saying this with people between work, as you said, and a few injuries, the commitment now of being up and down the road, and then if you're carrying an injury, that recovery of that injury is going to be very difficult. So there's a lot to weigh up. So is it just this season, do you think? Will you come back next year? We're hoping you will.
We'll see. I'm playing away at the club there at the minute, and I'm getting on all right now, so I'm glad there's no injuries there or anything. Yeah. So I'm have them cleared up, which is good. So we'll see how I go.
Kieran Donnelly's in.
Kieran Donnelly's in.
He's
yeah,
on
yeah.
$200,000 a year. I think the last WhatsApp I got was good up and up.
I think that's half the salary. Anyway, so not too bad.
we could spend the day. I'll tell you. No, listen, Kieran's a smashing lad. Any time I've met him, and everybody knows him, says the same thing. Now he's a gent, but you're enjoying him and his backroom team there. And you know, it's always great when you know you've got someone coming in with a fresh pair of eyes as well. And you know, he obviously has savvy experience behind him. You've been right up at county management, so you're enjoying it.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. Kieran's been great since he's come in. Obviously the experience that he has as well, being in multiple clubs throughout Ulster and whatnot. And obviously it's Fergal Quinn's in with him as well, which is the trainer, like, which is good. They, you know, they bring different ideas and stuff like that, which is always refreshing. But no, we're battering away in the league, so we can't complain. It's a good start so far.
Yeah, good man. And then you were saying to Joe when we came in there that I obviously was your favourite player growing up. Was that did I hear you say that? Maybe I thought it in my own head.
Stuff up, maybe.
We'll not put you on the spot. We'll only wind you up. Now, listen, just on the last couple of seasons, like your influence, you know, we're on about Ulster here and Ulster, the finals. You had two absolutely memorable finals. Some of the points you kicked in both games, their timing, their brilliance, their ability. They must be special moments for you in terms of, like, coming through, you were obviously an out-and-out underage star, but to go there and do that and the biggest day of the Ulster calendar, some special times for you the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think for like as any Donegal kid or people, like Ulster Championship special. So to be able to go out there and play again, I think I've been involved in a couple of Ulster finals, maybe like when I was younger, and you were only mad to get on the field and play well. You're watching the likes of, say, Patrick McBrearty and Michael Murphy and these boys kicking scores, and you only hope it can be used someday. So to get to have done it and obviously contributed to winning the Ulster finals was it's massive, like, in the days, the occasions. Like, there's some of the best days Donegal's had the last couple of years. So to play your part in that, as same as anybody would have done as a cornerback and maybe getting a block or whatnot, it was it's nice to do. Obviously, I would have grown up not dreaming about turnover and stuff, more so around kicking points. So
the forwards steal all the glory, you know, pair of defenders. Nobody's hardly a defender now anymore. You know, I was looking yesterday at the marauding defence, and I think Callum Rogers was one that was just, he seemed to be in the corner forward position at times. Now, just before we get on to the game last year, like, a lot of us expected you to come on, say, particularly in the final. Like, it was quite often there you were coming on. I know you were injury hampered, but how were you feeling pre that there? Was it something that you thought? Because I think a lot of us was looking, because if anybody was going to come on and maybe get a wee bit of magic, you have that in your locker.
I felt good enough. Like, I kind of cleared up the injuries kind of leading into that after the Ulster final, kind of hampered with a bit of a calf injury, but it wasn't as bad as what it was turned out to be. So I got back and got in and got training. I suppose that's all you can do, is put your head down and put your hand up, obviously, come match days. And again, different games go different directions. Obviously, the Monaghan game looked like, you know, at halftime, the quarter final, that we were going to be facing uphill battle, and we changed that fairly quickly. And then against Meath, then we were kind of ahead from the get-go. So then come the final, then you probably felt like you might be needed, but again, it's on the day, there's different reasons for different things. So again, I kind of have no faults. Again, all I can know is I was happy to be training and put my hand up, and that's all you can do really as a player, and can't deal with anything else.
And surely now, we were just talking before you came in about the Donegal this season. Obviously, the way we started it, the bit of pain obviously from last year, we came in fairly fast, you know, won the McKenna Cup, we looked like we could take most teams apart in the league. Before we even get into kind of near this time, what did you make of Donegal early on? Is there a thing there now where some teams are a wee bit more on it than others coming in? Is that how you've seen it? I don't want to take anything away from Donegal's performances, but we really looked like we went after teams. There was almost a wee bit of, we needed to clear the hurt of the final.
Yeah, like, it was going to be an interesting kind of McKenna Cup and obviously league. There was a lot of players brought through in the McKenna Cup, but I thought Donegal were fantastic. Like, there was no real hangover like from the All Ireland final, which there could have easily been. I know it's happened teams in the past, but yeah, I think maybe just leading into the league, probably teams don't, you know, they're going week to week for games. They probably don't have as much prep done. Obviously, we had Conor Laverley saying they've been together for the last 10 days. Obviously, leading into championships, things like that don't happen in the league, so you kind of go out and you put the same foundations there as you would for championship. You just have less time to spend in it. I think Donegal were great because, you know, they've had, this is the third year. Maybe other teams like Mayo, obviously, with Andy Moore, and it's been their kind of first year and stuff. So I think Donegal, they're at a good age and stuff, but they had an impressive league campaign. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, it's terrible because when we got to the league final then, it looked like you were like, the boys was absolutely flying. It was like pinnacle nearly stuff. And your only thing in the back of your mind was, can we keep that freshness up through a run for the Ulster, which now isn't going to happen. But what was your thought process now? If you go away in those training camps there, and Jim talked about a 4-week block into a week, is there any chance, just trying to delve into maybe the Donegal performance yesterday, the way Donegal just seemed a bit off it in terms of, like, the modern game now, it's intensity, energy, high tack and high press, and Down brought that yesterday, but we didn't seem to have enough of that. What we normally would have had.
Yeah, like, the training camps again, like, I don't think that there would be any fatigue from them. Now, they have, Anton McFadden, obviously the S&C coach there, is probably one of the best in Ireland, so there's no doubt that they wouldn't have every metric and everything covered in terms of ticked off, in terms of what they should be doing. There's always a bit of fatigue when you get back for a couple of days, but I don't think that would have carried on. It's just, obviously, there's, like, you know, Like in terms of Farah and obviously Kiermaier, they had lengthy enough spells on the sideline there. Do you know what I mean? So maybe that was kind of might have played into being a wee bit flat now. But no, I don't think the training camp would have had any effect on them, to be honest. Maybe for a couple of days after when they get back, you obviously be tired. You get back and yeah. You're in the sun for a couple of days. You're putting your boots on maybe twice a day, which is can be tiring. But it wouldn't have carried on into yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. We're just joined now as well by Neil Loughran of the Irish News. Neil, welcome to the show.
How are you, boys?
As well. You're a happy man today, Neil boy.
I know. You know, keep her country. That's
Neil, Neil, we're just talking it out, Niall. I know you were listening there. Neil, we're trying to just find a wee bit of a reason for that performance yesterday, and we don't want to take anything away from the down men, because I think the whole of every football team in Ireland seemed to have been in Portugal and training camps and that. But there, Neil, you obviously watch a lot of football, and, you know, were you surprised the way that game went yesterday in terms of, just as I say, down really come prime for a championship game, and we couldn't seem to get up the pitch of it?
There's a couple of different aspects that I was surprised. Was I surprised that Down delivered a performance? No, I wasn't, because, like, in the 4 years that Conor Laverty has been there, they've always, like, when the big games have come around, they haven't won them, but they've been mighty close. Like, they had Armagh on the rack a couple of years ago, the year Armagh won the All-Ireland final, or the All-Ireland, and in the Ulster semi-final, Down were ahead, going into added time. And that came after, like, they had just beaten Antrim a few weeks earlier. And then last year, they were, again, lucky to get past Fermanagh, and then they give, you know, they did okay against Donegal, but then probably their bigger performances of the year, you know, they beat Louth, Leinster champions in Newry, went and, you know, give a really good account of themselves against Monaghan and Galway, you know. So it's not a case that they being unsure of the performance being there, but you have to put it in the context as well of, like, it's only a month, 3 weeks, maybe three weeks, a month since, like, a lot of people were nearly saying, like, you know, calling down, like, you know, the death of football after the Division 3 final and the Wexford game, because it was a stinker, like, you know, and they really struggled in that second half. And any of the expectation that maybe people had of Down coming into the Donegal game, I think a lot of it, you know, from outside of Down and public perception, a lot of it probably evaporated that night, because they just looked at them and went, God, you know, I really don't see it. But I knew that they had been putting an awful lot of work into Donegal, and I knew that they would bring something big yesterday. I just didn't know. I didn't expect that it would be what it was necessarily. I didn't think they would go about the game the way that they did. I thought they might try and do what they did last year, which was maybe try and frustrate Donegal and maybe hold play and stuff, but they went completely the other way. They just went for the jugular.
Listen, now, drilling down into it, you can see where that Down performance is going. But as Neil was saying, just previous to the last few weeks, you know, Wexford, who had a bad defeat in the Leinster Championship after, Donegal obviously had taken Kerry apart. So everything got overblown, Neil. But, you know Jim so well, being in the trenches there the last couple of years. No one, you know, you'd never accuse, like, it's not complacency. But the real was, you know, even though we started fairly well, particularly in kickouts in yesterday's game, we missed a few wides that we normally wouldn't. We had quite a bit of possession. But Down seemed to grow into the game. It seemed to maybe sense maybe that Donegal weren't on it. And they were, when they broke forward, they were getting in behind our defence so much easier and getting shots away. And I think we probably give them, I suppose, that bit of belief, particularly from the first half.
Yeah, I think to win an Ulster Championship, from what I would have seen and obviously played in over the years, like, you have to defend your way to winning an Ulster Championship, you know. And obviously we were good at that the last 2 years, and I think Down were better at that than Donegal yesterday. But the thing that I would have noticed is, like, Donegal is obviously defending different than what they would have done last year, you know. And obviously Conor Laverty obviously say had his homework done and knew that, so obviously he went for the juggler a bit more because there was that more 1v1 scenarios. That has stood Donegal well this year, even, like, again, league final, 1v1s all over the field, and they coped well. I think Down got back into their shape, and they were doing that kind of zonal half man-to-man on a couple of men, but I think they were obviously doing that, and then they played very similar to maybe what Donegal would have done in previous years, getting back, covering the two-point arc, and they were putting their bodies in their line, they were squeezing over. Like, there was very rarely a time that Donegal did get a 1v1. Like, Conor O'Donnell broke through one time, and I know he got a free, but there's three or four men surrounding them. So I think down, defended in packs and hunted in packs and as a team, as together, whereas it's a lot harder to do that when you're defending 1v1 like Donegal were all over the field nearly. Because you obviously had Keelan McGonagall like man marking over Murdoch, and he was there man to man all over the field. So you do get them pockets. That's the downside to it. But I think for an Ulster Championship, you do have to defend your way to throughout the Ulster Championship, and like defend.
So you're saying basically now you need one style of play kind of for Ulster, and then another maybe for Croke Park for playing a team outside of that. You know, did you need to vary that?
Well, it's easy to say that now, I suppose. You know, like in hindsight, like, but obviously the way Donegal were defending this year has been great, like every game.
It had been working.
I don't think you would change that leading in. It's just obviously now you're at that moment in time, you look back and see what Down done. They kind of got back and didn't give Donegal a handy shot, and Donegal probably got a wee bit frustrated, and there was a couple of shots that they wouldn't have normally taken on. You know, Donegal in the league were cutting in and getting into the 20 metre line and getting them over the bar. They found that very difficult yesterday with the way Down defended. And that's what it looked like even at the game and whatnot. It was Down were just hungrier in defence, but it's easier to be hungry in defence when you have the pack and bodies around you to do it as a group rather than the 1v1 scenarios, you know.
Yeah, 100%. We just have 1 minute from Jim. It was a quick interview yesterday.
Well, I think that's what we'll have to do. We'll have to look at it as a positive. You know, we've been on a very hard road and a very, very competitive road, and big game after big game after big game for 3 years. You know, everybody was talking about us a month ago in terms of our performance in Croke Park. Now we've had a collapse, you know. So the truth is in between. That's the reality. The truth is in between. So we'll have to use that as a positive, you know, that there's going to be no pressure now. We don't have a semi-final against Armagh next week and a big game 2 weeks after that. That's not in the plan. Now we have to go away and recover them first of all, give them a couple of days, and then start to build from the ground up again and get our energy levels where they need to be to compete. At inter-county level. And as one of the journalists said already there, you know, Kerry made a run for it last year, having given a setback Armagh the year before. So even though we're in a lot of pain now, It's not terminal. That's reality. You know, we have another crack at this, and we'll have to focus on the second championship now.
Yeah, and Down, of course, went down to play Kerry a friendly last week, which is interesting. Neil, just on what Jim's saying there, you know, big game after big game, Donegal really looked like. There's one thing I thought about our boys this year. They were playing with a lot of joy. It was a lot of energy. You know, it was a lot of excitement. You know, I suppose those things seem to be all missing. Yesterday, it seemed a wee bit of a slog. I'm just trying to get my head around, Neil, what kind of thing we fell into. Like, where did this kind of fatigue come from how we were playing in Croke Park just a few weeks previous?
It's really difficult to put your finger on, because they looked leggy. Like, Down looked hungrier, looked fitter. And that exposed Donegal. And I don't know, it's hard to tell whether something that was already there, as you mentioned, you know, the complacency aspect of it. I mean, maybe there was a bit of that. Like, I mean, I know talking to some of the Down people around the Down camp, you know, afterwards yesterday, they sort of were asking, you know, would Michael Lingan have played had it been Armagh that Donegal were playing yesterday? I don't know. But, you know, I think there was maybe a sense among them that maybe that Donegal were looking past, or were looking further down the line.
Neil, that would be quite human to do that.
Like, of course.
Like, it's not to say, all right, you shouldn't do that. Listen, if you beat
everybody does it to some extent.
Yeah, and it's very hard to contain that. Like, I would even be, that's not something you can, I think it's very hard to quail after what happened in that league final at Croke Park, to take Donegal back down to earth for the nitty gritty kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
But how can that not affect the performance then? If a bit of that gets in, and there's so much talk about Armagh, and like the history of Armagh and Donegal, you know, over the last number of years, it has, you know, been the biggest rivalry in Ulster football over the last 5 years, you know, and it's got more and more intense over that period. So, like, as you said, it's only natural that's in the back of heads somewhere. But even just, like, there was a very small Down crowd came to Letterkenny yesterday. You know, it was a sold out full house, mostly Donegal, but it just, you know, all the parts were in place. And yes, you can talk about, like, you know, maybe O'Donnell Park hasn't always been the happiest hunting ground and so forth, but, like, you know, everything was in place. Great day, you know, great pitch. It's really hard to make sense of from a Donegal perspective. Other than that, like Jim said afterwards, that he knew what Down was going to bring. Well, I don't know that I necessarily agree that he knew that that was what Down were going to bring. He maybe knew what Down, you know, what Down had. Obviously, Jim was in with Down in 2023 for a spell. Like he worked with a lot of this group. He knew the tools that were there. I don't know if he was being honest. That I don't know that he knew what way Down were going to attack that game and the different traps and stuff that they set for Donegal. So I think it's a combination of a lot of those different things. You know, maybe a wee bit of complacency, a wee bit of looking ahead, but also a lot of being caught on the hop. Mm. And maybe the Langan thing had a big bearing as well, because like he did such a good job on Murdoch last year. Murdoch hardly got a kick, and Down really needed a big performance from Oran Murdoch, and Caelan McGonagall did okay in the first half, but like Murdoch completely dominated in the second, you know, and like all those things I think just added up to what, and again, maybe you even look at a couple of wee things, like I'm sure you were in the press box with me, Dev, like, and you see like there was a point that Oran Murdoch kicked in the second half that definitely was wide, yeah. You know, like, and right. those wee moments, and then
we had the post four or five times as well. Like,
yeah, lot, you know, and then even the goal that Donegal got at the end that was ruled out, you know, and I actually haven't seen the replay of that yet, you know, but you know, a couple of those wee things go your way too, like, but I mean, that's not to take anything away from Down at all, but you know, in trying to figure out what it is that didn't happen for Donegal, I think it's a mixture of a lot of different things.
Yeah, certainly. And listen, Pat Havern, unreal, 9 points, them two-pointers he had. You know, Rooney's couple of goals there. Cummins hitting four, McGuinness.
Keelan Mooney was a big feature in this game. And again, that's part of what I'm talking about in terms of the work and the plan that has gone into yesterday, because Keelan Mooney has been back with the Down panel for the last couple of months, but he didn't see a minute of football in the league, you know, so he's been kept specifically for yesterday and for that role, and which again, it's a big risk. Is it? Like, that's why I think, you know, when you look at the post-mortem of a game like yesterday, you do have to give a lot of credit to the Down management for a couple of different things. The Mooney thing's a big risk. Like, he hadn't played since Galway last summer, retired, you know, after that game. And he came on and he was brilliant. Like, even though there was a moment at the end where he was in a, like, maybe 52nd minute or so, 53rd, where he was in a foot race with Conor O'Donnell. He's one of the fastest players about. Like, and he, it was like two elite athletes, like, going at it. Mm. And he won, you know. And then the other thing, you touched on the Kerry game, and you can build, you can, the challenge game, you can over egg these things sometimes. But like, that was a, like, to go down to Kerry 8 days out from an Ulster Championship game against Donegal in Letterkenny is a big, like, that's a ballsy move. Like, that's risky, because as Conor Laverty said to us after, if Down go down to Clarney and get wiped out, then that leaves you in a very difficult spot coming down the road. But they didn't, you know, 35, 40 minutes by all reports, you know, they defended really well. And that was a really critical turning point, I think, for Down going into yesterday's game.
Yeah, you have to defend your way, lost your championship. But that's a great line, Neil. And we might
it steal, is.
I might steal that one on you. Neil, from a Donegal perspective, looking forward, listen, there's not much you can do about some of their play, particularly the physicality of Murdoch. I mean, he's a colossus. I mean, you can't do much about that. But from our perspective, we had obviously some moments for Michael, as ever, trying to pull the team through. McGee, when he hit that two-pointer, seemed a bit of life. Like, Gallen had moments in there as well. But by and large, all league, we've been hitting like 8, 9, 10, even 11 scores. Everybody's been getting scores. That all seemed to dry up yesterday as well. But you put that down again to Down's defence and how they didn't allow maybe that handy one you get on the break. They always seem to have numbers back, very committed to that block that they had.
Yeah, I think we've seen glimpses of it yesterday, like in terms of Donegal being slick with the hand passing, but they were struggling to cut the line to get through that front layer of the Down defence. And like we talk about the Michael Langan missing, like, and the impact it would have had on Oran Murdoch. Like, again, I was even thinking, like, even if Oran Murdoch played well and Langan was there, would Murdoch have been able to cut loose and go as hard attacking, with thinking Langan's hanging out the back here for a kick out? And he, you know, so I think there was a bit of that. But also we've seen Langan, like, hand pass, and then he'll just stop and kick it over the bar from 50, 45, 50 metres out. I think that was missing yesterday. I think that all played into Down. I think a lot of things fell in Down's way yesterday. But like, again, I think that Donegal were hand passing, trying to work the score in O'Donnell Park. Like, it is a big pitch. You need to put your foot through the ball if you're going to be kicking scores over. And I think the best player we have doing that's Michael Langan. And even alone from Mark and Murdoch, I think that was the big thing, is that you seen Jason do it, you seen Patter put the foot through it the second half as well, got 2-pointer. Shane Malone got one near the very end. There probably just wasn't enough of that, maybe the first half, and then obviously Down grew into the game with confidence, thinking this is working and everything's going our way, you know. But I think that was a vital piece of it as well. But again, Donegal were able to cut teams apart in the league through the hand passing, and Conor Donnell scored about 3 or 4 goals through that, the long phases of play. They just couldn't shift the Down defence yesterday. They were compact.
So where do you see us going then, Neil? I mean, the draw is going to be huge. It's 4 weeks' time. You know, you've got the provincial finalists and winners in one pool, the other 8 and the other. Like, you could be drawn against, I mean, there could be some unreal fixtures in there. And Donegal, that's, I suppose, going to be the test. Not that they've put pressure on themselves, but everybody's going to have to see, like, the team that they're playing is going to be very weary now, because will this be a matter now of maybe a week's rest? Is that the best thing you can see for Donegal now? You know, they're obviously all fit lads and that. It's much, very much now, I think, the big thing is to marry now, keeping yourself sharp, but, like, clearing out that bit of fatigue from seemed to be in us a bit in the game yesterday, and getting us back to be ready to play a big championship game.
Yeah, like, there's no doubt about it. As a player and the management team and all the people in Donegal, you would have wanted to win another Ulster championship. Like, you know, you do want to do that. Nobody doesn't want to do that. But I think Donegal is still in a great place. Like, if they can get Michael Langan back, Dara Buil was good to see him back yesterday. Yeah. Farah, first time back in a while. Kieran Moore. Like, a lot of these boys were kind of, could have been a wee bit undercooked, but get them back now, 4 or 5 weeks to do a mini pre-season, basically, again, for the All-Ireland series, because they are two different parts. Like, and you know, in the last 2 years, we won the Ulster and went and lost to Tyrone last year in McCool Park. Like, so they are two separate competitions because they're so quick.
Yeah.
But I think Donegal's in a great place. I think they need to keep doing what they're doing, get bodies back on the pitch and go from there. But I think, as I said, Donegal still top team in Ireland, really, when you look at it, and think the way they play, it's suited to probably maybe other counties in terms of that, maybe. So I don't think they'll fear anyone.
Yeah, a lot of players got back. Great to see you yesterday. We'll soon get Neil O'Donnell back too. You know, we SOS out, you know, can we put you in? Neil, again, hey, listen, thanks so much. I know you're heading off to work. I want to thank you so much for coming out this evening and joining us on the DL debate, and we'll be watching you, of course, for the Black and Amber this year, but you'll be maybe joining Donegal again sometime in the future.
We'll see.
Look forward to that. Neil, will you stay on the line there? We're going to take a quick ad break,
certainly.
And I want to get your thoughts on the Armagh men coming down the tracks. Yes, welcome back to DL Debate. I'm currently joined by Neil Loughran of the Irish News, a great newspaper that it is. Gives you a good roundup of the GA News every week. It's great to see all the articles in it. Keep up the good work, all in the Irish News. Neil, quick turnaround. I was texting you last night. You gave me Conor Lafferty's number to send him a wee message, because I met him a couple of weeks ago at Croke Park at the day after. He obviously stayed down. So he was so sound. When you go to talk to him, you have a manager there, he might be thinking, you know, don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I kind of half know him. I wouldn't know him, but we had such a great talk. And he was so, like, down to earth with everything, you know.
I think where Lafferty's concerned, like, he's still, what is he, maybe 38, 39 or something. I might be being kind there. I can't remember. But, you know, there's a, what's the word, you know, there's a real passion about him, and maybe a bit of an innocence as well, like, you know, for days, I guess, because he even referenced talking after the game, you know, about meeting Pete McGrath on the pitch, you know, after the match yesterday.
Yes.
And obviously Pete was the manager in 91 and 94 when they won All-Ireland. Conor Lafferty was there every step of the way for those, with his dad, Jerry. I always remember Micheál McGill, who was on that 1994 Down team, telling me that they used to train in Ballykindler every, you know, a couple of times a week in those days. And he said, no matter what the weather, and every night there would have been this wee lad there in the changing room with his dad, and they, you know, after he would have been looking, you know, jerseys or gloves or whatever, and it was Conor Lafferty. You know, that's come back to 1994.
You know, that fits. You can just see him like that.
You see his own wee lads there. Like, he's got six wee boys, and like we were interviewing him out the back of O'Donnell Park yesterday, and the
his oldest wee boy is sitting, you know, kicking off the left, off the right, against the wall, you know, and the other wee boys are buzzing about. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, just as he was back in the day.
Yeah, certainly. And Neil, I obviously went down to those games. I was lucky enough to be covering them with BBC, those games in Newry, them championship games, Ulster Championship. They're fantastic games, them. They're obviously different counties, you know, you think about Cavan and Monaghan. A couple of weeks ago, like, listen, Armagh and Down have that rivalry, even though obviously Armagh have been the team that's been above them this last number of times, but obviously automatically it's a levelling out. You mentioned already a couple of years ago, All Ireland won in year, like Armagh got passed them by a point in a very dour game, but it was a very tactical game. But I mean, Down had a job to do, and they almost pulled it off. And, you know, after that, in many ways now, that is some eye-opener for Armagh in terms of that Down performance. You know, it's all right saying, oh, we've seen what they're going to do, but the way they carried it out, that's like, that is, when you talk about, Niall mentioned there about defending your way to Ulster, if you have a compact defence that's committed to the tackle and getting twos and threes up, and every man's, and then they're breaking at the pace that they were, I mean, that's the modern game, right?
It is, and you know, I think that from a Down perspective, that's what certainly the Down management would have been most happy about with yesterday, because like there's every time Down are in these games, there's so much talk about the Murdochs and Daniel Guinness and Pat Haver and all these guys, but it was actually the likes of Callum Rogers, you know, who was
what an
on,
angel,
you know, like he just did not stop from the first minute to last.
Yeah.
And you know, even Shane Annett there, like Pierce McPolin has only come in this year. I think he was in for a wee bit just last year, but he came in this year and he was on, you know, Jason McGee at the kickouts and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, and all this had been worked through during the league to a degree, you know, and I think that was probably what was most satisfying for Down was, you know, the how much those younger guys, maybe slightly less tested guys, stood up on a day like that. And you know, you're right, like the Armagh rivalry has been probably dormant enough for a long time with Down, you know. Like that said, like I do remember a couple of great games. There was one in, I can't remember whether it was 18 or 19, and Rian O'Neill was lording it, like, for Armagh, and Down won one of them and Armagh won one of them, from memory. I could stand corrected on that, but you know, but In recent times, as you said, it's a completely different game now than it was 2 years ago. Down can't go out and sit in, you know, with 15 behind the ball and try and hurt Armagh in the break. And you just wonder, I suppose, after a performance like yesterday, is the rabbit out of the hat a wee bit? You know, like, they've obviously put so much into what they were going to do against Donegal. And like, obviously, the management in Armagh will have been watching. Like, Conlath Gilligan was with Kilcoo for a number of years when they were All Ireland club champions. He knows a lot of this panel very well. He knows Conor Laverty extremely well. He knows the levels of preparation. He knows the thought process. So all those wee things factor into Sunday.
And Neil, if they play like that again, they'll not be far away from what I've
Absolutely.
Seen of Armagh. And you know, particularly Big Ben Creeley out now. You know, is
that's
there,
massive? Yeah.
Is Callum O'Neill? I think
talk is that he has a dislocated shoulder, so he could be out for a wee while.
You know,
and then Greg McCabe, like, there was talk of a hamstring injury, which would likely keep him out this weekend as well. You know, so all of a sudden, you know, with Niall Grimley, you know, taking a year away, and Rian O'Neill not there, you know, like, you're now starting to look. Like, for so many years, it's funny, Brendan, like, for so many years we've talked about Down and the lack of size and, you know, how can they compete around the middle. And now you're sort of looking at Sunday and going, well, how are Armagh, where are Armagh going to match up with Down around that area, which is, you know, mad to be even talking that way.
Well, when you have a colossus, like, Murdoch is just, for me, he's just, I in that form, he physically can kind of control the game because he can do everything, and he chips only 3 points as well. I mean, when he was coming through those times, it was just like he was knocking boys out of his way. There didn't seem like I know Rorty did get a turnover on him in the second half. I was really shocked at that.
Yes,
but you mentioned it, Callum.
He's deceptive though. Like he's like Murdoch. I think you watch him sometimes, and you know, he can seem almost like
ponderous or lackadaisical a wee bit at times, you know what I mean? He's so controlled, and when he steps on the gas, when he steps on the gas, he's so hard to stop, you know. He's deceptively quick, like once he gets going, and he just brushes guys off, like, you know. He could have had a goal yesterday, and nearly every game you see him, even against Wexford, like he could have had a goal in the first half, you know, because he just always has a moment like that where he'll just burst through. But again, like down went probably, you know, outside of Ambrose Rogers Jr., down went a long time, you know, waiting for these big men, like this midfielder. And he's not even like, he's 6 foot, you know what I mean? Like he's not a Jason McGee in that sense, but he's got an awful lot of football to him as well, outside of just his physical stature.
Yeah. So 94 is the last Ulster, Neil, and obviously you technically have to get into the final to maybe play in Sam now, depending on how Kildare Westmeath go. But if Westmeath beat them, you have to beat Armagh or you're in the Tailteann. And like that would be some come down, Neil, if that was to be the train of events after your Letterkenny one.
Aye, look, it's... I suppose it's just a reality that people have been aware of for a long time, and it's just a quirk of the system, unfortunately, and the way things have worked. Obviously, Kildare being Tailteann Cup champions, and it just has left. Like, Down have done everything they could possibly do. Like, they won Division 3, then they won the Division 3 final, which became a factor. You know, that became a factor in promotion to the All-Ireland Series. And then they've gone and beaten, you know, a team who a lot of people were talking about as potential All-Ireland champions in their backyard. Like, and yet now they have to play Armagh. You know, it's just a mad old run. And if they do it, my God, like, has there, I don't know, what an incredible way to go to an Ulster final for a start. Like, but what an incredible way to like get yourself into that All-Ireland picture. But if they don't, like, I mean, the Tailteann Cup draw was made this morning. If they don't, then they're facing a home game against Leitrim in 3 weeks, I think. Whoa. You know, and you're just going, my God, like, you know, like that's where they are, and they've known that, you know. I suppose they would reflect on last year in Division 2, like, and it's so many, you know, near misses. I think they lost 3 games by 1 point, you know, and that's why they are where they are. So they have to, they know that their fate is in their own hands, I guess. Although funny, like Laverty did say that he met Mark McHugh on the pitch yesterday afterwards, and they were kind of saying hopefully they can both win, but Cavan wouldn't be unlikely to agree with that, because if they both win, then Cavan go into the Tailteann.
Right, that's the repercussions. I didn't know about that side of it.
No, that's what happens.
That's interesting, Neil. So yeah, I wonder the Wexford boys looking yesterday going, hey, we had these boys beat a couple of weeks ago, and there they are beating. Everybody must be scratching their head. Neil, Neil, I just think it's blowing Ulster Championship a wee bit wide open now, because we had obviously the strange match with Tyrone and Armagh, where Tyrone pulled out a bit of a performance. You know, Monaghan looked sharp the last day, you know, serious forward line, brought a lot of pace to it, Began brilliant. So, you know, Derry, it's hard to say from the Antrim game, but certainly they've got their act together. They're going to be dangerous. Very hard now with the final four to pick not only like who's going to get in the final, but any of them that necessarily are ahead of the rest.
It is, like, and it's funny, like somebody was telling me that Derry are favourites with the bookies, you know, for Ulster now, like, you know, but that's by virtue of them being, you know, perceived to be on the easier half, you know, semi-final. But I think Monaghan will give them plenty on Saturday. I really do. I never bought into even though the league didn't go according to plan, like I never bought into the idea that Monaghan were right off this year at all. Like, and I think they showed in glimpses against Cavan what they can bring. It's just, you know, Derry are a difficult enough puzzle to work out, you know, because they have so much pace, and even when you look at the forward line now, things are really starting to click, albeit like they passed up so many goal chances against Antrim, but it, you know, probably part of that was because they were just so in control and so far ahead. You know, I think on another day, you know, they're running in 4 or 5 there, like, but like Lachlan Murray is so direct, so quick. Shane McGuigan's back in form, and now Lachlan is a class act as well, you know. So
But you're right. Like, and on the other side of it, like, I really don't know what to expect from down in Armagh. I really don't. Like, I have a feeling that it's going to go close. I have a feeling it's
The support come out now. And you mentioned the support coming down. Well,
the bandwagon's up. Is at full tilt now. I would say.
Like, you know, we've seen like this kind of sleeping giant team. You know, they didn't win an Ulster. What was it, 60 something, and then they rattled off 5 All Irelands, and then people say they kind of go hibernate and they come back.
This is it. This kind of aristocrat tag kind of follows them around as if.
Maybe we should have thought about that before yesterday, actually, to think about it. Hindsight's great, isn't it?
Here, there's the Pokemon just landed outside my house. Sorry for the noise. but no, got one. It's one of those things where, like, probably a generation of Down fans post 94 are sort of like, you know, they became so accustomed. Like, I'm a child of that generation. Like, you know, I was there, and you definitely got spoiled. As you're probably seeing the outworkings of that to a degree in Tyrone, I would say, at the minute, like, you know, where Tyrone aren't getting big crowds anymore because nearly, like, you know, so spoilt on success in a way, like, and down we're maybe guilty of that slightly, but once things do pick up and once they get a good result and a good performance, like, see to be honest with you, that, like, it's great to get the win, like, but to do it in the manner that they did yesterday, that's, if that can't galvanize a county, like, I don't know what it would take, you know what I mean, because it was electric at times to watch.
Definitely, listen, and I was enjoying even the, you could see the buzz of the fans, and listen, I don't mean to be disrespectful, obviously they weren't expecting it, and when they seen it was on, then it was a big day for Down. So listen, Neil, I will see you next week at the semi-final, lad, and I hope you're still smiling after the game like you were yesterday. We want to wish you all the best. Thanks as ever.
Good
for
man.
Joining
Thanks,
us
Brendan.
On the DL Debate. Neil, not at all. It's always great to have you on. It's Neil Loughran then, of the Irish News. Great to catch up with him on all the goings on of the weekend there. As I said in the intro, at the weekend, Donegal lost in their Christie Ring Cup clash to Derry, 2-22-1-16. We have a few words from their banister, Mickey McCann, now.
We look lackluster, we're slow in the ball, just a real offbeat performance by us. We thought after playing so bad, we were lucky just to be a point in it, you know, when you're thinking, you go out and you play in the second half. But look, to be fair to Derry, second half, they were very physical, and look, they were by far the better side on the day.
Like, you were 9-6 down, you had the next three scores, and possibly could have been level. Derry went 2 up, and then there was 1. So at half time, you had a chance to sort of regroup. As you say, you were lucky enough to only be 1 down.
Lucky to be 1 down, and looking at it, you know, we had loads of unforced errors. We were making a lot of mistakes and you know, turning on the scores for Derry, and we tried to sort of fix that at half time. But look, Derry upped the ante again, I thought, in the second half. They looked very good, and they're very good on the high ball. And on the day, we had no answer for them. I thought, you know, we were on the middle eight today. Like, we were destroyed around that middle eight. You know, McBride and Oisin Kelly, I thought, done really well in Shea Cassidy, and young Collins was a good battle, you know. But Shea Cassidy has held a couple of scores, and who's probably the danger man that we were trying to cancel out. We had a good matchup with McBride. But the middle eight, Derry really, really, really come out on top in that area.
It had the sort of you score, we score feel for a while, and then Derry got their first goal, and it seemed to be a big hammer blow for yous at that stage, and a massive boost for Derry.
Yes, look, a slight breeze down the pitch. Sean Kelly had a massive pocket, like, so he's clear, and, you know, you can push out in their half forwards, and they'll find them, or you sit back and right over the top of everybody, you know, and the pitch is hard, and it's bouncing in there, and look, they went route one a lot from that, and one bounced Declan Foley's way, and he got on the end of it in the back of the net. So hard to defend against, to say they went there a lot. We dealt with fairly okay, but that goal of Foley's was probably game over at that stage, I felt.
And finally for me, obviously Wicklow's won last week, opened up a lot in the group, and it's now leaving it could be real scrap for that second spot, with possibly Kerry looking like the team who may top it, but maybe not, but it looks like a scrap now with everybody.
Yeah, it's scrap, surely. You know, you could go to scores, that's what we're disappointed about too. You know, we lost by 10 there, was it? And it could go to scores. You know, we'd be hoping to try one our last two games. You know, Derry's going to beat Meath. Meath's coming to Letterkenny with two defeats already, you know. But first and foremost, we've got to beat Roscommon to make sure we keep our status in the Christy Ring, you know. As for Kerry, like, we were well on that game last week with 14 men, and if Derry get their house in order and play like that, Kerry's not a given to come here and win, I don't think, you know.
Yeah, that's Mickey McCann. Definitely not a given, if he has anything to do with it, get the lads ready for a massive Christy Ring game now. As I said at the top of the show as well, James Daly's Donegal ladies side lost to Armagh by 3 points, 10 points to 1-4. We got some reaction from James after the game.
3 point loss there in the end. Just want to get thoughts in the game.
Yeah, look, I think we lost the game in the first half. The opportunities we had, we had three real good goal chances in the first half. We didn't get any of them. I think maybe the one that Sue hit the inside of the post was maybe a bit fortuitous, but we should have been, you know, to be 8-1 down, again, we showed inexperience on the top third of the pitch. The rest of the pitch, I thought we were solid. The fact that we held Armagh to 10 points and they only scored 2 points in the second half, that's down to what we're doing on the other end of the pitch. So it's trying to get that balance. It's trying to get the thing going on both ends of the pitch. And look, it's Armagh's also champions, but we'll take a lot of positives out of today from individual performances. You know, some of the young girls were just outstanding.
And you never gave up either. The last 2 minutes, you got that point, you got a goal, and all of a sudden it was there in the melting pot.
Yeah, look, and that's what's in these girls. Like, these girls are very proud Donegal women, like, and they wanted to keep going. And you know, I think there was chances even there at the end. Like, we sent Clodagh McCamish in, or Clodagh Brennan into. In the edge of the square, and like we kicked one ball in, and like we got a goal from it, you know. So, but look at the girls kept going, they worked hard, and you know we have to go again. We play Tyrone next week, and if we play against Tyrone the way we did there in the second half today, we should be okay.
Yeah. Just, I mean, as mentioned there, I mean, it depends how the game's going to fare out after that, but you're nearly a lick of the paint from the draw there with two in the first half, and then Fina had a great chance as well.
Let's just say Fina's the wrong person in the right position, you know. Anybody else gets that to roll it into the net. But look, Fina is, you know, what she does on her end of the pitch, she's very good at it. But look, we had three good chances. Kieran McGarvey's that hit the post, I thought it was in. But look, that's football. You get the breaks. Like, Blaheen Mackin took a couple of worldly points in the first half, and like, you know, that's in her locker all day long. But you know, sometimes you go the other side of the post, you know. So
yeah, and just you kind of mentioned that Tyrone, like, obviously played them in a high Ireland earlier in the league campaign. Different story in championship, but a team that put up a good fight against that day too in that here.
Yeah, look at, and what happened in the league. Is out the window now, like, because you know they're coming up. They've been a good championship team the last couple of years. Won the intermediate last year, then they come up and they're a good side. They're a different side than Armagh, but they're a good side, and they'll be very, very hard to contain. They've a lot of scoring elements all over the pitch, and they're a good side. So look, it'll be a tight game, you know. But it's kind of like a winner takes all.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Yeah. Is it hard to approach that? Because I suppose yourselves and Tyrone are. Almost looking at it in two different ways, being their first game, whereas I mean it's probably winner out for Donegal.
If we lose, right, that's it. And but like, it's that's going to be up to us to get the girls, get the girls turned around now, get them back on the training pitch on Wednesday night down in Convoy. Like we beat Tyrone. It's nearly like a semi final. It's nearly like an Ulster semi final. Now it's still Armagh to beat Tyrone, and you have to see how that goes. The fact that we pull that back to 3 points could help with the point difference in the long run. Just, you know, you never know.
Yeah. And just finally, I suppose there was a couple of changes to the team sheet and everything. Was there any injuries in that? Or I know the likes of Clodagh and Eva came on, but I just noticed Abigail wasn't involved there.
No, Alice Abigail. Abigail hasn't played hardly all year. Abigail's injured, but she's back on the training pitch.
Right.
This week past, she's back running full, cutting and turning. She done exactly the same thing she done last year. She had a high ankle sprain. Blanna McLaughlin hurt her quad at training on Friday night, at the very, very start of training. So. Probably to do and a lot to do with the fact that Blanna drives up and down from Belfast and sitting in a car and then getting out and going flat out and doing all the things. But look, Blanna was a big loss to us the other day, but in saying that, Eva Caulfield and then girls who come in done really, really well.
Yes, that was James Daly there rounding up Donegal's defeat to Armagh at the weekend. I just want to give a message out to Joe McBurdy, former Donegal coach. He's living up about the capital now. He's doing a special sponsored walk in aid of the Beaumont Hospital Oncology Ward there, where Joe himself has come through, and many people in Donegal have been as well. Joe, you can go on to Joe McBurdy, I Donate, and support Joe in his charity there, Fair Play to you. Joe, I'll be going on to send you a couple of quid. It's nearly payday. Joe, have to wait till then to get you something across. Just a word there, our under-20s this week. Paul McDavidson here running about telling me about, oh, what about our under-20s? We have to give a mention. Tyrone, of course, got the better of Donegal again. He's a funny guy, McDavid, but he's serious when it comes to the GAA. Him and Trudy are here getting ready for another Monday night sessions, and they have an all-star cast. So there's a singing sensation there. There's a young Matthew Devaney. He's up as well. And we'll tell the story of how he ended up here. But for now, folks, that's it for the DL debate. We'll be speaking to you on the next episode. I want to thank Joe Dex, as ever, for producing, everybody who contributed to the show. And I'll speak to you in the next installment.